You're absolutely right. That would be totally intolerable if we weren't able to progress our plans if there isn't an assembly restored in the north. We'll have to address that if it did come, and I would very much take up your suggestion. I would travel and would visit and talk to the parties up north to make sure that we can publish if they can't restore in some form. Out of respect, you want to give everyone, and the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach are obviously working on it, but they're all of us, to try and make sure we do see the institutions restored. We have to give that a bit of time, but that time is not limitless. And I accept your point that, and others, that this government is about 18 months. We have a real opportunity now to make some of these big investment decisions, in my mind, in the right direction. So we will. I would take up your suggestion if we're not able to get a restoration. Just one slight tweak, I'd say to you. I think it's vital we get connectivity to Donegal. Donegal has suffered from all that lost connectivity. But I don't believe it necessarily is the Belfast-Derry route, because that route, when you look at it, there are disadvantages in speed and hold, not disadvantage, a great route, beautiful train ride, but I think actually the real opportunity may be to go, as I said, a spur from Portadown, Dungannon, Omagh, Strabane, Lifford, Letterkenny, Donegal, Derry, because those towns are not small towns. Those towns would really benefit, as well as Letterkenny, from such connectivity. And I think that's, in my mind, that the connectivity to... Well, the advantage is you'd run to Derry and then you can run into Letterkenny, and then you've got an option, Letterkenny to Belfast or Letterkenny to Dublin, one being a more direct route. And I think that's the real prize that I'd be talking to the political parties up north about if I get that chance.